passage. Being a man has always been dangerous. There are about 105 males born for every 100 females, but this ratio drops to near balance at the age of maturity, and among 70-year-olds, there are twice as many women as men. But the great universal of male morality is being changed. Now, boy babies survive almost as well as girls do. This means that, for the first time, there will be an excess of boys in those crucial years when they are searching for a mate. More importantly, another chance for natural selection has been removed. 50 years ago, the chance of a baby, particularly a boy baby, surviving depended on its weight. A kilogram too light or too heavy meant almost certain death. Today, it makes almost no difference. Since much of the variation is due to genes, one more agent of evolution has gone. There is another way to commit evolutionary suicide, stay alive, but have fewer children. Few people are as fertile as in the past. Except in some religious communities, very few women have 15 children. Nowadays, the number of births, like the age of death, has become average. Most of us have roughly the same number of offspring. Again, differences between people and the opportunity for natural selection to take advantage of it have diminished. India shows what is happening. The country offers wealth for a few in the great cities and poverty for the remaining tribal peoples. The grand mediocrity of today, everyone being the same in survival and the number of offspring, means that natural selection has lost 80% of its power in upper middle class India compared to the tribes. For us, this means that evolution is over. The biological utopia has arrived. Strangely, it has involved little physical change. No other species fills so many places in nature. But in the past 100,000 years, even the past 100 years, our lives have been transformed, but our bodies have not. We did not evolve because machines and society did it for us. Darwin had a phrase to describe those ignorant of evolution. They look at an organic being as a savage looks at a ship, as at something wholly beyond his comprehension. No doubt we will remember a 20th century way of life beyond comprehension for its ugliness. But however amazed our descendants may be at how far from utopia we were, they will look just like us. Vocabulary. Attain. Fashion.
Advisable.
Principle.
Poetry.
Brief. Consequently. Emotion. Corresponding. Interpret. Stress. Stream. Essential. Qualify. Adjective. Finite.
Lengthen.
Upset. Fulfill. Requirement. Proposition. Far-fetched. Passage.
When a new movement in art attains a certain fashion, it is advisable to find out what its advocates are aiming at. For however far-fetched and unreasonable their principles may seem today, it is possible that in years to come they may be regarded as normal. With regard to futurist poetry, however, the case is rather difficult, for whatever futurist poetry may be, even admitting that the theory on which it is based may be right, it can hardly be classed as literature. This, in brief, is what the futurist says. For a century, past conditions of life have been conditionally speeding up. Till now we live in a world of noise and violence and speed. Consequently, our feelings, thoughts, and emotions have undergone a corresponding change. This speeding up of life, says the futurist, requires a new form of expression. We must speed up our literature, too, if we want to interpret modern stress. We must pour out a large stream of essential words, unhampered by stops or qualifying adjectives or finite verbs. Instead of describing sounds, we must make up words that imitate them. We must use many sizes of type and different colored inks on the same page, and shorten or lengthen words at will. Certainly their descriptions of battles are confused, but it is a little upsetting to read in the explanatory notes that a certain line describes a fight between a Turkish and Bulgarian officer on a bridge off which they both fall into the river, and then to find that the line consists of the noise of their falling and the weights of the officers, pluff, pluff, 185 kilograms. This, though it fulfills the laws and requirements of futurist poetry, can hardly be classed as literature. All the same, no thinking man can refuse to accept their first proposition, that a great change in our emotional life calls for a change of expression. The whole question is really this: have we essentially changed? Lesson 12, Vocabulary. Harmony. Dominate. Limited.
Personal.
Rigid. Survey. Addition. Counterpart. Mechanical. Humanity. Ignore. Liberal. Democratic. Committee. Kid. Incident. Assault. Conservative. Occupation. Morality. Endure. Isolate. Household. Urban. Commute. Divorce.
Passage. Aimlessness has hardly been typical of the post-war Japan, whose productivity and social harmony are the envy of the United States and Europe. But increasingly, the Japanese are seeing a decline of the traditional work moral values. 10 years ago, young people were hardworking and saw their jobs as the primary reason for being. But now Japan has largely fulfilled its economic needs, and young people don't know where they should go next. The coming age of the post-war baby boom and an entry of women into the male-dominated job market have limited the opportunities of teenagers who are already questioning the heavy personal sacrifices involved in climbing Japan's rigid social ladder to good schools and jobs. In a recent survey, it was found that only 24.5% of Japanese students were fully satisfied with school life, compared with 67.2% of students in the United States. In addition, far more Japanese workers expressed dissatisfaction with their jobs than did their counterparts in 10 other countries surveyed. While often praised by foreigners for its emphasis on the basics, Japanese education tends to stress test-taking and mechanical learning over creativity and self-expression. those things that do not show up in the test scores, personality, ability, courage, or humanity, are completely ignored, says Toshiki Kaifu, chairman of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party's Education Committee. Frustration against this kind of thing leads kids to drop out and run wild. Last year, Japan experienced 2,125 incidents of school violence, including 929 assaults on teachers. Amid the outcry, many conservative leaders are seeking a return to the pre-war emphasis on moral education. Last year, Mitsuru Satoyama, who was then education minister, raised eyebrows when he argued that liberal reforms introduced by the American Occupation Authority after World War II have weakened the Japanese morality of respect for parents. But that may have more to do with Japanese lifestyles. In Japan, says educator Yoko Muro, it's never a question of whether you enjoy your job and your life, but only how much you can endure. With economic growth has come centralization. Fully 76% of Japan's 119 million citizens live in cities where community and the extended family have been abandoned in favor of isolated two-generation households. Urban Japanese have long endured lengthy commutes, travels to and from work, and crowded living conditions. But as the old group and family values weaken, the discomfort is beginning to tell. In the past decade, the Japanese divorce rate, while still well below that of the United States, has increased by more than 50%, and suicides have increased by nearly one quarter. Vocabulary.
Ambition.
Deem. Sacrifice. Behalf. Claim. Location. Brand. Confess. Left. Spectacle. Ample. Materialism. Radical. Democracy. Enroll. Private. Exceptional. Ambitious. Impulse. Stir. Prompt.
Manifest. Underground.
Sly. Critic. Earnest. Hypocrisy. Vulgar. Hypocritical. Formulation. Passage.
If ambition is to be well regarded, the rewards of ambition, wealth, distinction, control over one's destiny, must be deemed worthy of the sacrifices made on ambition's behalf. If the tradition of ambition is to have vitality, it must be widely shared, and it especially must be highly regarded by people who are themselves admired, the educated not least among them. In an odd way, however, it is the educated who have claimed to have given up on ambition as an ideal. What is odd is that they have perhaps most benefited from ambition, if not always their own, than that of their parents and grandparents. There is a heavy note of hypocrisy in this, a case of closing the barn door after the horses have escaped, with the educated themselves riding on them. Certainly people do not seem less interested in success and its signs now than formerly. Summer homes, European travel, BMWs, the locations, place names, and name brands may change, but such items do not seem less in demand today than a decade or 2 years ago. What has happened is that people cannot confess fully to their dreams as easily and openly as they once could, lest they be thought pushing, acquisitive, and vulgar. Instead, we are treated to fine, hypocritical spectacles, which now more than ever seem to ample supply. The critic of American materialism with a Southampton summer home, the publisher of radical books who takes his meals in three-star restaurants, the journalist advocating participatory democracy in all phases of life, whose own children are enrolled in private schools. For such people, and many more perhaps, not so exceptional, the proper formulation is, succeed at all costs, but avoid appearing ambitious. The attacks on ambition are many and come from various angles. Its public defenders are few and unimpressive, where they are not extremely unattractive. As a result, the support for ambition as a healthy impulse, a quality to be admired and fixed in the mind of the young, is probably lower than it has ever been in the United States. This does not mean that ambition is at an end, that people no longer feel its stirrings and promptings, but only that, no longer openly honored, it is less openly professed. Consequences follow from this, of course, some of which are that ambition is driven underground or made sly. Such then is the way things stand. On the left, angry critics. On the right, stupid supporters, and in the middle, as usual, the majority of earnest people trying to get on in life. Lesson 13, vocabulary. Assumption, very, hence, obvious, bound, efficiency, compel, utilize,
interfere,
tap, cooperate, economics, dependent, technological, expose, innovation, rate,
vastly,
industrialize, undergo, tension,
occur,
explosion, transport, way stage, hitherto.
Passage. Governments throughout the world act on the assumption that the welfare of their people depends largely on the economic strength and wealth of the community. Under modern conditions, this requires varying measures of centralized control and hence the help of specialized scientists, such as economists and operational research experts. Furthermore, it is obvious that the strength of a country's economy is directly bound up with the efficiency of its agriculture and industry, and that this in turn rests upon the efforts of scientists and technologists of all kinds. It also means that governments are increasingly compelled to interfere in these sectors in order to step up production and ensure that it is utilized to the best advantage. For example, they may encourage research in various ways, including the setting up of their own research centers. They may alter the structure of education or interfere in order to reduce the wastage of natural resources or tap resources hitherto unexploited, or they may cooperate directly in the growing number of international projects related to science, economics, and industry. In any case, all such interventions are heavily dependent on scientific advice and also scientific and technological manpower of all kinds. Owing to the remarkable development in mass communications, people everywhere are feeling new wants and are being exposed to new customs and ideas, while governments are often forced to introduce still further innovations for the reasons given above. At the same time, the normal rate of social change throughout the world is taking place at a vastly accelerated speed compared with the past. For example, in the early industrialized countries of Europe, the process of industrialization, with all the far-reaching changes in social patterns that followed, was spread over nearly a century, whereas nowadays a developing nation may undergo the same process in a decade or so. All this has the effect of building up unusual pressures and tensions within the community, and consequently presents serious problems for the governments concerned. Additional social stresses may also occur because of the population explosion or problems arising from mass migration movements, themselves made relatively easy nowadays by modern means of transport. As a result of all these factors, governments are becoming increasingly dependent on biologists and social scientists for planning the appropriate programs and putting them into effect. Vocabulary.
Rough. Slip. Stove. Disaster. Compensate. Liable. Misfortune. Anticipate. Enable. Federal. Regulation. Manufacture. Liability. Injure. Court. Tide. Paralyze. Helmet. Jury. Athlete. Academic. Substantial.
Bombard.
Moderate. Legal.
Lawsuit.
Limoise.
Triviality.
Passage.
It's a rough world out there. Step outside and you could break a leg slipping on your doormat. Light up the stove and you could burn down the house. Luckily, if the doormat or stove failed to warn of coming disaster, a successful lawsuit might compensate you for your troubles. Or so the thinking has gone since the early 1980s, when juries began holding more companies liable for their customers' misfortunes. Feeling threatened, companies responded by writing ever longer warning labels, trying to anticipate every possible accident. Today, stepladders carry labels several inches long that warn, among other things, that you might, surprise, fall off. The label on a child's Batman cape cautions that the toy does not enable user to fly. While warnings are often appropriate and necessary, the dangers of drug interactions, for example, and many are required by state or federal regulations. It isn't clear that they actually protect the manufacturers and sellers from liability if a customer is injured. About 50% of the companies lose when injured customers take them to court. Now the tide appears to be turning. As personal injury claims continue as before, some courts are beginning to side with defendants, especially in cases where a warning label probably wouldn't have changed anything. In May, Julie Nimmons, president of Shutt Sports in Illinois, successfully fought a lawsuit involving a football player who was paralyzed in a game while wearing a Shutt helmet. "We're really sorry he has become paralyzed, but helmets aren't designed to prevent those kind of injuries," says Nimmons. The jury agreed that the nature of the game, not the helmet, was the reason for the athlete's injury. At the same time, the American Law Institute, a group of judges, lawyers, and academics whose recommendations carry substantial weight, issued new guidelines for tort law stating that companies need not warn customers of obvious dangers or bombard them with a lengthy list of possible ones. Important information can get buried in a sea of trivialities, says a law professor at Cornell Law School who helped draft the new guidelines. If the moderate end of the legal community has its way, the information on products might actually be provided for the benefit of customers and not as protection against legal liability. Lesson 14, Vocabulary. revolve, nonetheless, senior, risk, conduct, transaction, establish, access, commerce, concern, software, transmit, network, update, subscribe, virtual, contempt, notion, fade, prospect, inevitable,
mix,
hospitality, security, enterprise, silicon, plunge, intranet, strategy, purist.
Passage. In the first year or so of web business, most of the action has revolved around efforts to tap the consumer market. More recently, as the web proved to be more than a fashion, companies have started to buy and sell products and services with one another. Such business-to-business sales make sense because business people typically know what product they're looking for. Nonetheless, many companies still hesitate to use the web because of doubts about its reliability. Businesses need to feel that they can trust the pathway between them and the supplier, says senior analyst Blaine Irwin of Forrester Research. Some companies are limiting the risk by conducting online transactions only with established business partners who are given access to the company's private intranet. Another major shift in the model for internet commerce concerns the technology available for marketing. Until recently, internet marketing activities have focused on strategies to pull customers into sites. In the past year, however, software companies have developed tools that will allow companies to push information directly out to consumers, transmitting marketing messages directly to targeted customers. Most notably, the Pointcast Network uses a screensaver to deliver a continually updated stream of news and advertisements to subscribers' computer monitors. Subscribers can customize the information they want to receive and proceed directly to a company's website. Companies such as Virtual Vineyard are already starting to use similar technologies to push messages to customers about special sales, product offerings, or other events. But push technology has earned the contempt of many web users. Online culture thinks highly of the notion that the information flowing onto the screen comes there by specific request. Once commercial promotion begins to fill the screen uninvited, the distinction between the web and television fades. That's a prospect that horrifies net pursuits. But it is hardly inevitable that companies on the web will need to resort to push strategies to make money. The examples of Virtual Vineyards, Amazon.com, and other pioneers show that a website selling the right kind of products with the right mix of interactivity, hospitality, and security will attract online customers. And the cost of computing power continues to free fall, which is a good sign for any enterprise setting up shop in Silicon. People looking back 5 or 10 years from now may well wonder why so few companies took the online plunge. Vocabulary. Invisible. Border.
Argue.
Reform. Explore. Campaign. Conception. Assess. Affect.
Attend.
Pursue. Characteristic. Industrialize. Optimistic. betray, confusion, graduate,
achievement,
professional, corporation, acquaintance,
entirely,
teens, optimism, forsake, pessimism, presumptuous.